News on Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Michael Dean. The Oklahoma State Fairgrounds is alive with the 2024 Oklahoma Youth Expo. This is the largest gathering of 4-H and FFA members in the state. There are a number of competitions with $3 million in prize money awaiting the winners. To put together that much prize money takes a lot of sponsors, says president of the Youth Expo, Tyler Norvell.
Really fun to be a part of and see the business community and the philanthropic community come out and support these young people that they know are the future leaders of our state.
The Youth Expo runs through next Friday. A House bill placing restrictions on the initiative petition efforts advances in the state Senate. HB 1105 requires those requesting signatures for initiative petitions to pay $50 for a background check. Members of the House Democratic Caucus believe the bill infringes on direct democracy. Representative Monroe Nichols of Tulsa says Oklahomans often have a better idea of what they need than the legislative body. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Michael Dean.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the concept of raised and grown.
Absolutely. This fall saw the soft launch of a new series of Raised and Grown videos through the Beef Checkoff, all geared towards showcasing how cattle ranchers and farmers across the country care for their cattle and how this effort creates impact by working together. With over 2.3 million video views so far, these videos are off to a very strong start. I love these videos, Ron, and the consumer does as well. The video's view rate, or the percent of folks who actively watch the videos, is exceptionally high at 70%. This performance metric indicates that consumers are already engaging and connecting with these new videos in a meaningful way. Early spring will see an even greater concerted effort in Oklahoma and across the nation as the Raised and Grown advertising will fully launch on March 1, 2024.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about your beef checkoff, go to Driving Demand for Beef.com.